2. Dandelions. Earlier that week, Tanya leans against Coal Hill's gates. Ram's late. He said he'd be out of training by 5. It's now 20 minutes past. And hot. Unseasonably hot, even for the time of year. The kind of hot that makes you check for sweat patches. The kind of hot where sweat patches join forces into one giant sweat patchwork. The kind of hot where you definitely don't want to be waiting to help someone else with his homework. But he'd insisted she talk it through with him on the way home. And typically, having made the plan, a plan she'd dropped everything for, he'd forgotten all about it. Tanya kicks at one of the dandelion clocks growing through the cracks in the pavement. Its seeds scatter. There were already lots in the air, carried by a slight breeze. She picks another at the base of the stem and holds its fuzzy white head to her lips. It takes 3 puffs to disperse. 3 o'clock. Not even close. Some clock. A stray seed brushes her cheek. Others land in her hair, just in her line of vision. She picks one out and examines it. It's kind of cute. It looks like a tiny umbrella, spokes splayed. She looks it up. Turns out they're called filamentous achenes. Fancy name for a seed. She'll call it Brian. Minutes pass. Still nothing back from Ram. Bet he's forgotten, or bumped into someone more important. She sends another message. I'm off. Tanya walks away, squinting into the sun. She's broken her new sunglasses. Again. Lucky they were only a 5 at the market. She sat on them while arguing what should have been a winning point with Charlie. It kind of undermines your case when you jump up and say, "Arse cakes." Miss Quill said that she wasn't to use that particular argument in the exam. Tanya doesn't have much luck with sunglasses. She has no idea how Ram manages to keep his designer ones pristine. No idea how he, or anyone else, achieves pristine anything. Too much effort. She's seen April with the Nair tube, watched with a mixture of horror and fascination as the egg sandwich-scented cream made the hairs crinkle up and shrug away from the skin. A long way off, an ice cream van sings. It's a welcome sound, but if the last term has taught her anything, it's that you can't trust innocuous things like ice cream. What kind of alien would drive an ice cream van? One that needs a cover story, an easy access to ice, a snow monster who toppled through the rift. She never used to think like this. Everything is now possible, other than Ram turning up on time. Tanya looks around, then slowly turns 360 degrees. This isn't the right estate. Towels and geraniums, flags and clothes hang outside flats, but she doesn't recognize any of them. Mrs. Cartwright's collie usually meets her with a lick by the playground, but this is a different playground. An indifferent tabby flicks its tail across hot tarmac. She's gone the wrong way. Somehow her feet have taken her in the other direction, through another estate, other streets. Feet do that. Stupid feet. It must be the heat. Now she'll have to circle round. Always go forwards, even if it's to go back. There's only one way, unless she wants to go by the canal, and the only reason to go there is if you want a spare shopping trolley, tetanus, or to play count the condoms. The other way, though, will take her down a certain street on which a certain building stands. It'll be fun.